Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always say it. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're nothing more than the problem, right? And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, when I say get involved, get engaged, say you tuned in for the first time. It's my mantra. Stop telling me what you're going to do, what you're thinking about doing. Stop Facebooking thumbs up or whatever it is that they do. And go out in your community and make a difference. Help somebody run that you know would make a good, school board member. City council, town council, whatever you have. Stick with the ones you know. Stick with the people you know. Stick with the, you know, tonight... there are, I think it's seven primaries across the country. California being one of them. We got to see how this pans out. Now, many in California, many conservatives will complain, well, look, why bother? Look what's happening. Okay, fine. Then don't do anything. Sit home on the couch and do absolutely nothing. And watch what really happens. What's happening now across the country, here in California and other places, is because our... Because we don't get off our butts. We don't fight. And if you're one of those people who do, then it's not aimed at you. Breathe deep. Get over yourself. All right? But if it is aimed at you, if you can sit there and say, I've absolutely done nothing but complain for the last 5 years or 8 or 10 years, then it is your fault or you're part of the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so MSNBC is crying again. They had the worst week in the key demographics. Are you ready for this one? 1999. I don't want to tout Fox News, but let's just be honest about it. They dominated cable news. Fox News averaged 1.3 million viewers from May 30th through June 5th to lead all of the basic cables, number two. What's number one? Oh, come on. HDTV. Right? I'm sorry. Was HDTV the average? Yeah, whatever. MSNBC finished third with 556,000 average viewers, and CNN settled for 450,000. As you know, even when they team up, they don't beat the numbers. Now, the Five finished as the most watched cable news program of the week. Yeah, and usually on a regular basis. They average, ready for this, 3.2 million viewers in their hour. It's just amazing. Fox also dominated during the premiere hours of 8 to 11. They averaged over 2 million viewers. Maybe that's where all my listeners are going over there, huh? I'm just kidding. What I love, though, is that they crush CNN. They crush MSNBC. Seriously. In the age of 25 to 54, their demographics, they averaged 203,000, Fox did 203,000 viewers, while CNN managed only 96,000, MSNBC settled for 58. What does MSNBC have? I mean, what shows do they have that anybody wants to actually tune into? Anybody? The Biden-era struggles of MSNBC. You know, when you think about what the demo is over there, who's going to advertise there? No, really. It was even worse for MSNBC during primetime when the network finished number 43 among the demo. They only had 71,000 average viewers. Anyway, The Five, I think, is an interesting show. Got the right idea. I wish they had more, and I know somebody's going to throw something at me. I wish they had more of a diverse makeup, you know, on the panel. Look at, I want people from the other side, either on the show with me, calling in, having discussion. I want to hear how they think, right, what they're up to. It'll keep us all safe. Seriously. The voters decide key primaries tonight. The recall elections in California. Listen, there's some important ones going on in California. They've got the DA up there who's turned that place, that city, that beautiful, gorgeous city, into a real crap hole. Seriously. And I mean that almost literally, too. I mean, they have poop maps. They're really... You can actually log where there's a lot of human excrement, and so you know to avoid that block, that street. And so now they're trying to recall that DA. And then in an exclusive interview with Fox, Jay Zahn, co-president of the San Francisco Young Democrats, emphasized his support for her organization was providing the progressive DA, including standing with criminal justice reforms implemented during his term. They've done nothing. Everything that every progressive DA has turned their cities into crap holes. Every single one of them. Crime's gotten worse, not better. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And you do have to get involved, and you do have to get engaged. It's the only way we win, but get informed first, okay? Let's not do all that crazy, stupid stuff that some of you are doing right now. Make sure you have the information you need just before before you spew your mouth or post it up on Facebook or Twitter. Let me bring somebody on who does have a clue, has a big clue. We should be listening to him on a regular basis and helping his group out. The founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dinkins, joins me as he does every week. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. I appreciate it.
You know, tonight's going to be a big test night in California, and maybe, I'm hoping, a wake-up call for George Gascon out of L.A., because right now, San Francisco, it will be voting on recalling District Attorney Chesa Boudin, I guess is his name. He's turned that city into a real crap hole. You've got rising crime, and what I love is this is prominent Democrats coming out supporting him, saying he's done a great job in reforming, you know, reforming the court systems or bringing people to justice and what have you. And yet crime is out of control up there. Smash and grabs are up 73%. They're not being prosecuted. My God, what are they smoking up there?
I would say the district attorney's position is very powerful. Of course, mayors are very powerful. But at the end of the day, this increase in crime, it doesn't happen on its own. It's policies and it's people in office and in authority who either do not enforce the law or they enforce it in a way that is really non-punitive and a non-deterrent. And that's what we have happening in Oakland. We have it happening in Los Angeles. I'm willing to bet that we're going to see the voice of both conservatives and liberals who want the basics of safety and civility to be resolute in this election today. And I think we're going to see Californians boost some people out of office.
Well, I should have introduced you as my optimistic friend. Breathtaking.
Yes.
You know. Well, I look at we had the opportunity to recall Gavin Newsom, and we didn't pull it off. I mean, we didn't even come close, really. And when you look at the San Francisco DA, I wonder how many people really understand or really know that it's the DA who has caused all this craziness in their city. And it's not just the criminals, or it's not the police. They're trying to turn it on the police to a big degree. Every story you read is about how the cops started this, by being their brutality and what have you. And now the criminals are actually ratcheting up their stuff. It doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. But they're getting the rank and file, the Dem side, to believe it. So I hope you're right. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have the politicians of the Democrat Party, doing the party thing and standing behind, the DA and in Oakland and Los Angeles. But the voters, it's a different question. Moms and dads out there, they all want a safe place for their child not to be shot and killed on the way to school or at school. I think that's going to really kick in. We saw that, at the end of the day in Virginia, parents' rights, to protect their kids and what's best for their kids. That crossed over party lines in a major way. And I think, I really think that the parents in California are very similar in that they're, no matter what their politics, they still want a safe place, for their children, for their families, for their parents. So I am optimistic. I admit,
listen, I appreciate that about you because, you throw things in there that some of us haven't thought about. I'm hoping that people do come together. You know, we've got the opportunity. We've got an attorney general for the state of California that's just as liberal as the DA for L.A. and the DA up there in San Francisco and such. It's turning this place into such a lawless state. Most people don't even want to go into downtown L.A. to go shopping anymore or actually even to go to work anymore. Which is kind of, ridiculous or what have you. So something needs to change. Something needs to be done. And people need to step up and really, truly get, it's what I said in the beginning of the show. Get informed. Don't check that box unless you truly know, who you're voting for, what they stand for. It's infuriating sometimes when people don't do their homework. But I guess they have the right to vote. Why waste it? Yeah, anyway. God bless. Anyhow, you know, back to some of the stuff that's going on right now. You know that they're pushing really hard on these gun laws from everywhere. They're pulling at the heartstrings of people. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm really concerned that they're making headway with Republicans, and they're allowing their heartstrings to be pulled at, and they really shouldn't. I mean, that Second Amendment, it can only truly only can be changed through another amendment. But, man, are you concerned, Mr. Optimist?
I'm not real concerned about this, and here's the reason. Is because Republicans are in a very strong position right now going into the midterms. If they gave liberally to the whims of the left on gun control and banning guns, they would completely deflate their momentum and their position. McConnell, people may not like him personally, but the man is very, very bright politically, strategically. And I think that you know, they're going to be looking at this issue. They want to Republicans want to come across as reasonable, and so you know they may agree to certain measures of you know background checks you know before people you know buy guns or certain nationwide systems to make sure that all the state's data is communicating. So you know someone who did something in Montana can't go down to Texas and buy a gun without being in the Texas background checks. Maybe a federal law saying, you know, you can't own a gun until the age of 21 instead of 18. You know, I mean, there's some who look at the principle and say, wait a minute, if they're an adult at 18, okay, I get that. But politically, I think what they come down with would be very very mild and reasonable.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. A lot I'm going to throw at you. We'll see how smart you really are when it comes to the law. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins after this.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to... We are back. Joe Matthew, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know, the only way you become part of the solution, you need to get informed, you need to figure it out, you need to know how to fight so you're not just spewing. You know, as a school board member, there are a lot of parents that want to be heard, and I get it. I get that they want to be heard. But you have to make sure you stay on task and you know what the facts are, because once you start spewing fantasies or fallacies, you kind of lose the respect of the people listening to you, which is why I help people on a regular basis try to learn how to approach the board, speak to the board, and really get an understanding of getting their message across. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and again, an organization that you people should be helping, you should be supporting, you should be getting behind. Brad, before we get into our conversation, please let people know what PJI is, what you do, and how they can help.
Yeah, we're a national legal defense organization specializing in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of life. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And we're also unique in that we actually have offices all across the United States, more than any other similar organization from coast to coast, on the ground, helping people and working with state legislatures and as well as the federal issues as well. So we do it all without charge. And people, if they want to keep up with our work, get our newsletter of our more than 90 cases that we're involved in and be updated, it's easy to do. They just go to our website, pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
Yeah, and people do a great job. We need more advocates out there. We need more people to help us. We need people who are informed, understand how to make things happen. That's what PJI does. And if you don't need them right now, you might need them in the future. And if you don't need them in the future and you care about other people, then you need to support them so they can support other people. All right, Brad, I love throwing stuff at you, you know, really, and get you all sharpened up here. Minneapolis is going to permit Muslims to broadcast daily Islamic calls to prayer. That is five times a day. You know how it works over the loudspeaker in the different communities and what have you. And the question that I asked was, how can that be constitutional when, you know, am I going to be allowed? How about if I start ringing the bells again on Sunday morning and maybe having a quick moment of prayer calling people to church? How does this work?
Yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, free speech is a very important right protected by the First Amendment Free Speech Clause. At the same time, courts have held that reasonable sound levels of restrictions can be imposed on public places, which is what you're talking about. So the key question is, what are the sound levels that are adopted? It has to be equally enforced to everyone. So if they're going to limit the sound of a church bells, they can't allow for larger, louder sounds coming from a mosque and their chants and things as well. It needs to be evenly enforced, and that's the real issue here, I think, the extent to which they're maybe allowing the Muslims to worship to have more loud loud noise and they're calling for people to pray. That may not also be the same accommodation for similar efforts by other faiths like Jews or Christians.
Right, so they're gonna have to make these, or would have to make these kind of accommodations pretty much for any religious group that decides they want to go down this road, correct?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's important to watch here. It could be very, very frustrating if you have people in a community, a residential community, and suddenly they find themselves five times a day having to listen to this kind of loud, this kind of noise, I can see that. You know, we have Pacific Justice. We defend the rights of people to preach from a sidewalk. And we have cases of pastors and ministers being criminally prosecuted across the country that we've had to defend and are defending. It's sort of crazy to say that, you know, they can have something much louder and much more challenging to First Amendment rights and get away with it. That's what we're watching and looking at this, and it'll be interesting to see how it actually plays out in terms of equal treatment and the extent to which they are protecting people's ability to have peace and quiet in their own residential communities where they're, you know, need to be able to relax and not have to have something continually bombarding them.
You know, I got a call from a fellow trustee who asked me how I handled an issue where they had parents complaining, believe it or not, parents complaining, about the Gideons giving out Bibles in front of the school. And I said, it's perfectly legal if they're on public property. And as long as they're not causing a nuisance, and there's usually, you know how they work, there's usually two or maybe three guys out there, and they're simply passing out the Bibles. They simply ask, do you want a Bible? And I said, you can't stop them. So, you know, why don't you figure out a way to let the parents know this is a freedom of speech issue, and you can't remove them. Am I wrong?
Some cities have bubble ordinances for schools, also ironically for abortion clinics. The key question, is it excessive? Is it unreasonable? Is it really a disturbance? Does the ordinance have clarity, or is it vague for ambiguity? We were defending ministers, actually a ministry just like that in Florida, Miami area, where the gentleman was being prosecuted, and we're convinced that I think he's going to prevail because for just a number of facts, it's arbitrary, it's enforcement, it's he wasn't disturbing the peace, he wasn't preventing people coming and going. There was no sound levels either for what he was saying. So I think that's at the end of the day what they need to do. Now, when it comes to Gideons and Bibles, what they need to understand is that students have the right to take those Bibles right on campus. We've defended the right of students to
really?
Be able to express themselves, to hand out Bibles, to hand out. Yeah, so now the Gideons, as a matter of policy, their policy is for they themselves to give it to the kids. That gives them some limitations. But youth ministers, youth pastors, they can say to kids in junior high, high school, say, hey, if you guys want to take a Bible, give it to some of your friends at school, you're protected, and if you have any problems, you know, I'll call Pacific Justice Institute. And they'll, you know, so we've done that before, and it's been really exciting to see kids.
Just for clarification, a young man or woman on campus, a student at that school, can offer a Bible up to another child or another student in school without repercussion, correct?
Correct. And we had a case out of Washington State like this. And the young man, he was passing out his testimony and also some gospel tracts. And he was suspended, and then he was expelled.
Whoa.
And we went into federal court, and the federal judge said, no, you do not have the ability to limit his speech. And it ruled in favor of the student. It was fantastic. The student was on fire. He was a new believer. His life was totally changed 180 degrees, and he was going to live for Christ, and no matter what the price. And it was really powerful what he did, and it was great to come alongside him and see the wonderful success and victory he had in the end.
Well, I think it's great too. I think I told you I spoke to a group of fellowship of future Christian athletes, and was amazed to hear some of the stuff they were going through, some of the stuff that was happening to them. But they weren't really sticking up for themselves because they didn't know what they were able to do or not do. So it was nice to be able to, speak with them, encourage them, and help them move forward. All right.
Yeah, in fact, we have a free book online that they can. Yeah, we have a free book online called "Reclaim Your School" for K through 12. We have another publication for college students to talk about all their rights and what they can do on our website for free. PJI.org.
Yeah, it's funny because I send people there all the time. I'm going to break your site one of these days, and all the people will go there. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, you heard about them putting, Peter Schweitzer in shackles at the airport, right, for being in contempt of Congress. And, this is all play. We know this. Why did they put Eric Holder in handcuffs and leg shackles? The charges are exactly the same for the exact reasons. And yet Holder didn't get arrested. So you look at that and you say, yourself, don't tell me there isn't a two-tier system out here. And it's just amazing. And again, what I don't like is apparently he was put in solitary confinement, was not allowed access to an attorney. And this is all against the law. You have to help me understand how they're getting away with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I look forward to talking about this because you're right. It's blatant, and there is an explanation, I believe, as to why we're seeing it happen.
Well, I don't know how to get away with it legally, though. We'll talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, and really, before you step out there and do anything stupid, make sure you got the information that you need. Let's head over to Ed in Washington. Always appreciate calls from Ed. And Ed, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This, in regards to this thing about broadcasting out to the general population, it's not allowed because that removes individual rights to choice. Now, handing out a book, you can either accept it or not, but to have to listen to a broadcasting outside the confines of a church is not acceptable because that does not give you a choice whether to hear it or not, and that's not acceptable.
That's a good point.
That removes the individual rights of choice.
I will pose that question to the expert when we're done, but that's a good point.
Well, see, I had mine changed 24/7 because it used to be between 7 and 10 you could make all sorts of noise. Doesn't do that anymore. 24/7, you have the right, whether you rent or you own, to have peace and quiet. And if the guy next to you feels he wants you to hear everything, he can't do that. He can use headphones, so he's not losing his civil rights for choice, but he has no right to impose upon you to remove your peace and quiet.
Well, Ed, I will take this to the attorney here, and go ahead and listen, and I'll have him answer you. And thanks for calling. Okay. I always appreciate your time.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello,
hey, he's
yeah, Mr.
He's
Dacus.
Right, in principle.
Do you guys have like a special, you know, like you have Dr., you know, Smith? Is it attorney, or is it Dacus Esquire? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, they say Brad Dacus Esquire. They all say Attorney Brad Dacus. Some attorneys will say Dr. Brad, you know, Dacus, but, you know, because it's a juris doctor. But to me, but I'm just Brad Dacus. I'm just curious if attorneys had titles
like some of the other professions do.
Yeah, I say some attorneys will say doctor, so and so, but I don't. I'm just Brad Dacus, who's an attorney. So
I'm going to let you answer that, guy. But first, I need to say that Chuck Grassley won his GOP primary. He's 89 years old, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, he's old. He's very old.
I'm an ageist. I don't know what to tell you, but at some point, you young GOPers, you need to get off your butt and start stepping up. Anyway, go ahead, Brad. Is he entitled to his own private rights and not to be assaulted in the ears?
Yeah, to some extent. So as far as your house is concerned, you know, someone stands out in front of your house, you know, where you live, and starts with, you know, screaming and making noise and saying things real loud that you're hearing, you can't help but hear inside your house. Then you know that's not protected. That's a courts have held residential communities are places where people should be able to enjoy relative peace and quiet. So he's right on that. As far as public places, like in downtown areas, public parks, these are places where people are coming, they're going. You know, individuals are allowed to speak on public sidewalks and in those places. They're not places for peace and quiet of, you know, like a residence. And if people want to, they can stand and listen. If they don't want to, they can continue to walk by, and move on to where they're going. That's protected. And there's some cities will have limits on levels of speech. So they can even have amplified speech, like a little bugle, or kind of a, horn, if you will, but they have to be careful not to exceed the decimal levels that the local ordinance limits them to. So it's a good balance, and I think that's all we're asking for. We have cases where people are out preaching or sharing their faith, and they're just arrested because the police are hostile and just find them a quote disturbing the peace. When there's other people out there doing things, saying things, playing a jambox while doing a dance routine in public, you know, there's no problem with them, but they target religious speech because someone doesn't like their expression. And, of course, that's the First Amendment protects wanted speech and unwanted speech in public places and public gathering locations.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a real fine line because I'm having conversations with parents who do not like some of the things that the kids that are on the other side of an issue of their children and them that are doing at the schools. And they're like, what can we do about it? And I said, nothing. Nothing unless you're willing to give up your right as well. You know, the kids that, you know, there was a rally last week on one of the campuses that was an anti-gun rally, if you would. And the pro-gun kids, students, were also there. They were shouting them down. And I got somewhat involved and said, look, freedom of speech is freedom of speech. You guys have a right to yell back at them? Yeah, of course you do. But how does that help? What is that doing for you? Let them have their rally. And then when they're done, you have yours tomorrow. You make the case why
right.
Guns are okay. That's the way we get stuff done. Not just shouting at each other across the sidewalk. But
right.
They do have
and
the right to do it, you know, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really good principle to follow is that do not block the ability for someone to express their ideas. Instead, you plan for an alternative a time for you to give the other perspective. Unfortunately, our public universities and to some degree our public schools are not tolerant to that true accommodation, mutual accommodation philosophy, and the far left have become very dangerous in that regard. One way of expression, one viewpoint, everyone else be silenced. That, unfortunately, has consumed our universities and, unfortunately, also many of our public schools, and that's the most unfortunate.
All right. Now, you thought I was going to let you get away with the Eric Holder thing, but I'm not going to. So, when they take somebody on the right out in handcuffs and shackles out of an airport, they had no business doing that. Peter Schweizer, they could have given him a notice, called his attorneys, let him know that they needed him to come in. They could have done that kind of thing, but they didn't. They had to make a spectacle out of him, drag him in, kept him in a cell in solitary confinement, couldn't call his attorneys or anything along those lines, and yet Eric Holder was also held in contempt, and nothing happened to him. How does this happen in this country, Brad?
Well, this is what's an abuse of power. There's discretion as to, as far as the FBI, in terms of the actions they take, in terms of enforcement, just like with police officers. There's an element of discretion. Unfortunately, the primary thrust of that discretion comes from the head of that law enforcement agency, in this case, the FBI. The FBI has been very blatant. And it's the most unfortunate because there's people who work for the FBI who believe in the Constitution and our rights, but those managing the FBI have now proven themselves over and over again in the last few years to have a definite bias towards the left. When it comes to domestic terrorism, the FBI says they're going to focus on parents and treat parents as domestic terrorists who raise their voice too loud and have too harsh of speech while speaking before a school board in defense of their children. At the same time, they're allowing, lackadaisical attitudes about pro-life clinics being blown up. It's an interesting double standard. Then we talked about, like, Eric Holder. You're absolutely right. There's, as a matter of equal justice, they should be applying it equally, and instead they let Eric Holder just be in contempt, not appear, and then they go after someone else and treat them completely differently. Also, with regards to their ability to have access to legal counsel, they have a right to have access to their legal counsel. That is an abuse of not only discretion, I believe, an abuse of due process and representation.
But how do you get something like that in front of a Supreme Court or a court that would actually rule in favor of the person being incarcerated? I mean, it's obvious that this is wrong. It's obvious that this is bad, but nobody seems to be moving on it.
Yeah, I will say, with regards to the FBI, a lot of this is now, well, for that matter, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, it's a reflection of who is in the White House. That's the boss. Biden is the boss of the head of the FBI, and they have a strong influence on who's appointed with regards to Dr. Fauci's position and the like. So this is really more of a political question. Having someone in office of integrity who believes in blind justice, equal justice, and not trying to be tyrannical, which is what we've seen from the Biden administration. People who have any appreciation for due process, equal treatment under the law, should be outraged. We could have for greater legislative reform. Also, from the legal side, individuals have the ability to for redress before courts and to file lawsuits.
Yep.
Concerning their due process rights being violated.
Well, PJI.org, people, you want to hear more of these sage comments, you head over to PJI.org. Brad, always a pleasure to have you on with me. Joe Mancini, your host. Got a lot more crazy stuff coming up in the next hour, so don't go far.